If you keep continually judge yourself when God isn't judging you, then you are condemning yourself through your words. Your actions are condemning you. And he says this, mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy is superior to justice is another way to translate that. See, God wants to show mercy and kindness. And that's what Jesus came to reveal. That's dimension of the Father that had been so obscured by the law. He had revealed himself to Moses in Exodus chapter 34 when he proclaimed his goodness. And he said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in mercy. But that dimension of God's character had been lost completely in the midst of all of the judgmentalism of the old covenant. And so Jesus comes to reveal that true character of God to us, that he is merciful and gracious. And because of Jesus being so full of non-judgmental love, non-judgmental mercy, non-judgmental grace, sinners loved to be around him. They felt comfortable in his presence because they did not feel measured. They didn't feel as if Jesus was scrutinizing them. And so they loved to be with Jesus. Luke 15 and verse 2, the judgment of the Pharisees said, this man receives sinners and eats with them. Wow. Sinners felt received by Jesus. They felt fully accepted. They felt rejected, obviously, by the Pharisees because they couldn't measure up to the standard of self-righteousness that the Pharisees promoted. But they didn't feel that coming from Jesus one little bit. And so they saw him as a friend of tax collectors and sinners. I love that about Jesus, don't you? Oh, this covenant, this new covenant is phenomenal. It's so wonderful because it's revealing the Father's true nature. First of all, in the behavior of Jesus as he reveals the Father's nature. But then secondly, in all the teaching of the new covenant, we understand that righteousness is not about our performance. We become righteous not by what we do, but we are righteous because he gives us the gift of righteousness because we believe in Jesus, and therefore there is no condemnation. But so many of you are going to argue, what about all the verses in the scripture about judgment and the judgment day that is coming and the final judgment? Well, we read that Jesus, God the Father, has committed all judgment to the Son. And Jesus then said, I judge no one. But ultimately, Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, Paul says, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. There is coming a day in which God is going to judge the world through Jesus. But, ha 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 ha, guess what? We are not under that judgment. Why? Because we have believed in Jesus. He said, those who believe in him will not come into judgment. There's a fascinating verse of scripture where when Paul was in Antioch of Pisidia and spoke in the synagogue, and he was rejected, the word that he was preaching was rejected by the Jewish people. He said this, verse 38, therefore let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Then they rejected it, and then this is what Paul says in verse 46, then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. By their rejection of the message of the gospel, they were really passing judgment on themselves. They were judging themselves unworthy of eternal life. God has provided a salvation for every human being on the face of the earth. If they will believe in him, whosoever will can come. Whoever believes in him, John 3:16 says, has eternal life. and they were judging themselves unworthy of eternal life by rejecting the gospel message and the free offer of salvation. So